I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. And if you ever wanted to see a movie that made glitter look like The Godfather, you're in luck.
Here I don't we know are. About that.
It's not that bad. But the story at least was ambitious and glitter. This is just garbage.
If this is your first week with us, welcome. If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Thank you for joining us.
We thank you for joining us and being here with us to watch and relive these tales in painful and excruciating detail. Thank you for your Apple Podcast reviews.
They help.
Thank you for your Patreon donations.
Thankful for those.
Thankful for being you. Yes, we do bonus episodes on Patreon and Lo Siento. We have been terrible about this.
We're going to be doing them a lot more. We've had the last...
No excuses.
No, but it's just been a crazy time. We're going to be doing more and make it up to you. We're going to make you more episodes.
But
so
as a... fun thing that James and I have decided to do since we love doing this so much, we are going to be playing Make Your Own Rom-Com and we'll release it on the regular feed.
Yes. Just to kind of show everybody what we're doing.
And also to give you a gift for us being terrible.
Yeah, terrible with our release schedule and everything. We're
being
very
a really bad, toxic partner right
we
now.
Are.
We're like,
bad
we
stuff.
Keep like, we ghost you.
Yeah,
and then we come back and we're like, we're so sorry. There's no excuse.
Sorry, we had like a network thing going on and we were building this whole, we don't care. Watch a shit movie. I know. But it's true. We apologize.
Is your dog having hives?
Yeah.
Right now? What's happening?
You're rushing your dog to the vet six times in a day? No, but that doesn't matter.
Frankie's fine. She had an allergic reaction to something. She's fine.
We've had some dog issues and some
We will release that to the regular podcast feed.
Yes. Well, we got this. This is wild.
Whatever. Last time that we convened, we watched She's All That.
Yeah, and I thought that was bad. And then there's this.
And this week, we are meeting together today to watch the beautiful movie that is Crossroads.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we are with Crossroads.
Okay.
We're at a crossroads. This is bad.
We're not at a crossroads. This is a great movie. First of all, when James and I first started dating, he put on the Riff Tracks version of Crossroads.
Because I knew you'd, it was like, okay.
So I'm like, okay, so we're Team Britney in this house.
Yeah, no, we are. And I will say that right off the bat.
We are Team Britney. I have been a diehard since 1999.
You can give your Britney credentials here.
I had a bowl cut and I received the Britney Spears CD in my Easter basket, which was a bike helmet. It had some Easter grass in it, candy, Britney Spears CD. The most happy I've ever been in my entire life. If I could go back to being, my 9-year-old self in 1999, oof.
So she's always been on Britney's side, and I just never gave a shit because, I'm a guy, so who cares? And then, but like now, obviously, with everything that's going on, and I've been saying this for years on all of the shows, that it is ridiculous that obviously I am 100% on Britney's side.
We're talking free Britney, bitch.
This is silly. I'm sorry. If Michael Jackson can build Ferris wheels and buy fucking genetic freaks' bones and shit like that, She can do whatever she fucking please. Kanye West ran for fucking president. Nobody pulled him aside and said, "Well, hold on, you can't spend any more money." People are nuts all the time. Yeah. Pop stars lose their fucking mind. Marlon Brando went to a goddamn island and sat there and dressed like a fucking Native American for 5 years, and nobody took his money away. This is ridiculous.
Britney was going. She's basically grown up. I get it. That's what you sign up for if you're going
to
be a pop star. So I get
you're going to
people are going
to
be in your business.
Yeah.
So I get that. But also, like, we don't have to be. We don't have to be in anybody's business.
No, but that's what pop stars are.
But anyway,
pop
so culture. She went through like a public marriage, a public divorce, you know, a public her kids, you know, all that stuff. So like, I would be freaking out too. I wouldn't be having a great time.
I'm on Britney's side. Yeah. That said, we are going to have to make fun of her unmercifully during the course of the episode.
Oh, she's not a good actress.
Because this is a fucking abomination. This is an ego project or something. She's not even an ego. Like, she's forced into this. Like, this was part of her album deal. There's a movie in there. And she's like, I guess, y'all. And then she just decided to do it.
Okay. She's not an Oscar-winning actress, but James.
Half the movie is her singing along the fucking radio. Literally, that's half the movie.
Okay.
It's
insane. I'm going to stop you here because I do have a couple of reviews that I am going to read you.
Please, yeah, go on.
Because I want you to understand that people rally hard for Britney from, like, moment one. Okay, Hit Me Baby One More Time and we're hooked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
So in 2002, this review, get over yourself and admit that this is a cute movie. Okay? This is in 2002. Oh, get over yourself and admit that this is a cute movie. No, allow yourself, James, allow yourself to admit it to yourself that you love this movie. Out of all the people, I admit that I bash Britney Spears all the time, but because my two best friends and my boyfriend wanted to see this, but we thought it was a cute movie. And it's funny, our friendship is like the one this movie. There's the sexy one, there's the smart one, and there's the one who wants to make it big. And of course, my boyfriend. Of course, it's not Oscar worthy or the movie of the year, but it's kind of cute, kind of cheesy, but fun. So what if you're not a Britney Spears fan? If you hate this movie just because someone you don't like is in it, then you have to be a pretty shallow person. So stop acting like you know everything about movies. I'm not a preteen, but I liked it. So like I said, just admit that it was cute. Like, people are going to contact you and praise you for making fun of this movie. Get over yourself.
Wow.
Get over yourself.
Whoa.
That's right.
You can't hate it because of Britney. It's just a bad movie. Like, it's Britney aside, it's just a bad movie in
James,
every aspect.
That was 2002.
Yeah.
Okay.
It hasn't gotten any better in 19 years.
This
let me
is
tell you.
January in 2016.
Okay.
10 out of 10. If you dislike it, you're just a fat, ugly pig with bad taste. I didn't say it.
Oh, well, then.
I did not say it.
Jesus Christ.
The people all agree this movie is good.
I'm sure
I just want everyone to know.
You didn't skip over any of the bad ones. Those are, it's all positive, I'm sure.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, okay.
That's how good this movie is.
It's an excellent
We're
film.
Setting the tone, setting the table, all up in your face.
Wow.
Great movie. Okay. Crossroads, 2002, 1 hour and 33 minutes.
Merciful.
At least it is merciful.
It is, and the last like 8 minutes is like her singing songs and like behind the scenes shit anyway.
Bloopers of her just laughing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And there's like four unnecessary scenes. This movie could have been 1 hour 10 and we could have been out of there. Yeah. So I'm getting that.
Starring Britney Spears, Anson Mount, and Zoe Saldana. IMDb description, three childhood best friends and a guy they just met take a road trip across the country, finding themselves and their friendship in the process.
Yeah, okay.
Tagline, dreams change, friends are forever. Okay. Okay, James.
There's not one realistic thing that happens in this entire movie from scene to scene.
Okay, this fun fact.
Oh, boy. What is this? Oh, that's an evil laugh. I'm worried now. Here we go.
Okay. Anson Mount, the guy who played Ben.
Oh, I thought that was the, what's her name?
Was initially reluctant to accept the role of Ben, finding the script to be, quote, cheesy and, quote, lame.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, so he can read. We got that.
He was encouraged by Robert De Niro.
Listen,
with whom he was working at the time on City by the Sea.
I'm not going to lie, I think he should do it.
De Niro turns out to be a big Britney Spears fan, and they went over the scenes from Crossroads from City by the Sea.
Just saying.
With Mount reading his lines and De Niro reading Spears' lines.
Listen.
I'm not a girl.
Listen, Ben, I'm not a girl. I'm not yet a woman. But, you know, somewhere in between.
Time.
If you give me some time, you know, maybe I come up with the money. I'm sorry. I mixed up my scripts. My pages, they got mixed up. What I'm saying, Ben, I'm a virgin. Understand?
And a nerd.
Listen. been on the valedictorian. I'm a virgin, and I do a pretty good karaoke contest. That's what I'm going to tell you. What the fuck is happening?
You want me to sing, Ben? You want me to sing up there on that stage, Ben?
Get up there, Ben. Hold on. I got to expose my midriff. Wait a minute. Wait 1 second.
I just want to see.
Hey, Joe Pesci, will you help me with my midriff?
First of all, I want
buddy!
Robert.
Get your midriff out, buddy.
I want Robert De Niro to join in on the Free Britney movement.
Oh,
okay.
God, Jesus Christ. I want to see
Robert De Niro reading these lines. I don't know. I just need it.
It's smoking.
Yeah, it's
this
fine.
This is me, Ben.
Yeah.
Smoking and fucking.
How funny
he's
is
gonna
this?
He's got a tie on. He's like, listen.
I know my mom wants to see me. Wait, do that in Robert De Niro.
Listen, I know my mom wants to see me.
My mother, she says she doesn't want me.
My mother's a skank. I rewrote this a little bit. I pull up to, she's fucking skifoos. I said, oh. No, I'm sorry.
I got brothers over here. What the hell?
I got brothers and you're not going to tell me about it.
Do they know about me?
All right. Okay. All right. They know about me? They know about me? Do they know about me? Emma? Do they know about me?
I want this movie so bad.
Joey, you're my brother. You don't even know about me, Joey.
I want the movie
Sorry,
Crossroads.
I'm going into Raging Bull now. This is not Raging Bull. Well, that should. Is one thing this movie's safe of not being.
We
Raging
should do
Bull.
A movie where it's Robert De Niro playing Britney Spears' part.
That would be wonderful. I would if you
where
if,
Dan Aykroyd is like, aren't you proud that you were valedictorian? Yeah, Dad, but it doesn't mean anything.
If we could remake this movie with all the same people except Robert De Niro in the role of Britney Spears, dressed in all the same stuff she was dressed in, that little grandma sweater when she first gets in the car, the bucket hat.
Oh, and down to the one with the sleeves at the end.
Yeah, she's the Steven Tyler that she wears at the end.
Yeah.
Singing I Love Rock and Roll up there.
No,
she was
singing Overprotected.
No, I meant earlier she was singing.
Oh, the one with the with the studded belt.
I
want
to see De Niro
the...
with that in that one. He'd need to wax his vagina, though, to do it, obviously.
Yeah.
That's
one thing about the early 2000s is that... Whew, the
Waxers
low rise
in business.
I'm telling you right now, I keep hearing rumblings of people of Gen Z trying to bring back the low rise jeans, and no, no, you'll never know peace because every time you bend over, you're like, oh, is that my butt crack?
No,
it's definitely out.
Yeah,
yes, that's your butt crack. Yeah. Okay, it's fine.
Right,
here we go.
We're delaying getting into this.
No, we're not delaying it.
I feel like you
we're
don't
not
want
delaying it.
It.
This is the appetizers. We're at the hors d'oeuvres.
Let's
okay.
do this.
Now it's the beginning of the movie. It's three children burying a box in the ground in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
For all of the youth out there that may be listening to this, we used to be so bored that we would like bury tubes and like boxes and stuff. And
we'll
we're like,
find it in 15 years.
In
okay.
5 years, we're in 10 years, we're going to open this up. And then, you guys
are
just
they, like 8, 9 years old. By the way, where are their parents? These kids are out in the middle of the woods and they're 8, 9 years old in the dark.
Yeah.
Who's letting their kids roam through the woods at 9 years old in the
dark? So now we have a voiceover of Britney Spears. She's saying, you know, basically we put our dreams in a box. We buried it. We made a pact to dig it up at midnight.
Auto-tuned voiceover.
On high school graduation.
I actually think that they had Jamie Lynn Spears playing young Britney, and it's like, I see.
Well, I mean, that's a resemblance. That makes sense.
Then we cut to Britney Spears in her underwear, and she's singing Madonna in her bedroom.
Yeah.
She's in her underwear, and she's in a really, like, you know, tiny tank top. And she has all these, like, I'm a smart girl trophies around her, you know, whatever. And
I'm a smart girl, but look at my ass pop.
This whole movie, she's like this little miss, like, you know, clutching her pearls and
cardigan.
Covering, you know, closing her cardigan.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
And, you know, oh, what are y'all doing? How come you don't have a budget?
let me write y'all a budget.
Yeah,
okay.
And then,
no, don't have sex with me now. I'm a virgin.
Yeah. So they're like making her out to be like this big nerdy, you know, she has a whole.
Listen,
like,
Justin Long.
Pros and cons
list. I can't do this right now with you. All right. Okay.
I have too much respect for you as my lab partner.
I got too much respect for you as a lab partner.
I want
to
this to be special for me.
It's not special. Sorry. Okay, I have really apologized. What De Niro has, Britney Spears is just going to come up constantly because I can't help it. It's just the funniest thing to me. I picture the wig on him.
Robert.
Making the face.
Robertney Spears.
Yeah, I like
Robertney DeSpiros.
Oh, I love it so much. Oh, it's the best thing ever.
I knew you'd love that.
Oh, that's
just
amazing.
Picturing, I was like, did he do the Louisiana accent or no?
That's like a ridiculous SNL sketch.
Yeah.
Like, what if Robert De Niro was playing Britney Spears? Okay, listen, I tried hard for this part, you know. I lost a lot of weight. I took a lot of dancing classes, you know.
He goes to like the screening and he's like, I helped him out with this.
He did a good job, the kid, I'm going to tell you.
I practiced. I ran his lines with him. Okay.
He made out with her better than he did with me, let me tell you.
Okay.
We worked that scene out.
She's like this nerdy girl. She's got trophies. She's valedictorian. But she's also like hot as fuck.
Yeah. Well, nerds in this movie are all Justin Long. All he does is study and fucking work that iron because he's like a jacked nerd.
Yeah.
Like straight A jacked nerd.
She's like super hot, lives in a small town in Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and then Justin Long is like, you know, ultra buff too. And they have like a pros and cons list. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
Dan Aykroyd is our dad. He's upset with her for singing Madonna this early in the morning.
Damn it, Britney.
And she's super embarrassed by it, which like now, I don't know.
It's she.
Mom, I'm doing a TikTok. It's like,
yeah, at the time, that would have been, she would have been a big TikTok star if she would have put that up. I'll tell you that right now.
So we meet, we're in the high school hallway. We see this girl, Mimi. She's one of the friends. And she's being catcalled in the hallway for being pregnant. They're like, what's up? When's that baby due?
What's up? You gonna pop that baby and start blowing the rest of us or what?
Yeah.
All like, one dude like does his like tongue flicking at her and shit. Like
Britney Spears is like the nerd. And she hangs out with Justin Long, who's also a nerd. And then we meet Zoe Saldana, who's the popular girl.
Yeah.
And she is like all mad. Like she runs into Britney Spears and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, do you not notice like people are in the hallway?
Yeah, like, get out of my way.
And she is so nasty in this movie. And I understand she softens up at the end.
Well,
and we all understand that her meanness comes from pain.
I had to give her a backstory.
Yeah, her meanness comes from pain. But she's like, you're a virgin to Britney Spears. So what?
She's like, you're a nerdy, this and that, and prude virgin. She's like, I'm not. She's like, you are. You're a virgin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
also,
yeah,
who
that's
gives
right.
a fuck? That's right.
That's
I'm
right.
not just throwing it at anybody in high school.
That's what I'm talking about. What's up with that?
I made a fucking plan to have sex with this one, and I'm still like, nah.
Yeah, yeah. We based it on.
Although, way to go, Justin Long. You didn't force her into having it, so that's good.
Well, are we applauding him for not being a rapist? Yeah, I guess that's.
Well, we can say that much for him and not Zoe Saldana's
great job not
Dylan.
Being a rapist. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, turns out Dylan, very rapey.
So, Britney Spears graduates high school. She made a great speech.
Valedictorian, by the way. Yes.
And
this is in a world where Britney Spears is a virgin and a valedictorian.
The teacher or the principal was like, I hope you will continue to study music in college.
Yeah.
And Dan Aykroyd's like, oh, she's going to be a doctor.
My little darling's going to be a doctor.
He's like the greatest actor in this movie. And he's basically like the John Goodman character from like Coyote
it's
Ugly.
The same
where he's like
same character.
Very protective of his daughter. And, you know, because their
it's
mom.
Just the two
mom,
of us.
Yeah.
Because your mom is a whore.
Just the two of us. And I want her to be a doctor.
this whole movie is like your mom is just a filthy, filthy whore. And she just ran away on you.
She's sitting. And she is waiting. She's wearing a dress and she's sitting in her room. And this is better acting than Kristen Stewart in Twilight. Because, and I will give this to her. I really did believe this. She's crying and she's like, I worked really hard to be valedictorian. And I just, how come I don't feel anything? Like, what a weird line. I worked really hard to
worked
be valedictorian.
Really
like, as if it wasn't obvious. Hey, Britney Spears, great speech.
Great,
who
yeah.
makes a speech at high school graduation? Valedictorian.
Well, they mentioned it like five times that she was valedictorian before that, too. That they had to, like, her dad knows. He was there. He watched the speech. He knows she's valedictorian.
So she's like, I was supposed to have a life. You know, I was supposed to go to, like, football games. And he's like, well, you don't like football anyway. She's like, yeah, but I was supposed to go.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to parties. You know,
so
hand jobs in the woods.
She's asking about like, you know, that she wants to go see her mom or what's going on with mom. And he's like, don't worry about mom.
Yeah.
That's just
Trust
not
me.
A good idea. Trust
mom
me.
Mom is
no
a
good.
Terrible, terrible just a terrible skank of a woman. She's just awful, and you're not going to want any part of her.
Mimi, the friend, comes up to Britney Spears at the prom, which is at a hotel, I guess. And she's like, let's go dig up our box. Britney Spears is like, no.
Everyone else is like tuxes and prom dresses. Mimi shows up like in like a camo jacket.
And a backpack.
Yeah, and she's like, what's up? We're going to go dig up our stuff.
With
and
shovels.
Like, yeah. I got shovels and flashlights. Let's dig up our stuff. And it's like, you're worry about being pregnant. That's what you need to worry about.
Yeah, let's figure this out. And so she's like, can't, so sorry. And then here comes Justin Long, and he's fumbling with the hotel key cards like he's somebody's stepdad. Hang on, kids. I got all the, a lot of pressure.
He didn't deserve any.
Yeah, we almost missed check-in.
Yeah, he didn't deserve sex in this movie.
No.
I was happy she didn't
bang
him.
Oh, of course. So
like, good. Take that, you fucking
they're going.
Loser.
She's like, sorry, I gotta go. Not even enjoying prom, just going to go bang.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bang train.
And then,
not exactly.
Mimi goes over to Zoe Saldana, and she's like, okay, come on, like, let's go. Are you coming with me to dig up the box? And Zoe Saldana's like, no, do you think I'm gonna go hang out with a pregnant lady? Like, no, that's not me.
Yeah. I'm not doing that shit. I got plans with my friends, and I'm not with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all, that's what it was.
Zoe Saldana is like bounce dancing.
Yeah.
Like, it was not really that good of dancing.
I don't know what the hell. Yeah.
And they were ogling the guitar player, who we will see later on.
Oh,
he's Anson Mount.
He's coming to mount your Anson.
And they are like, all the girls that she, you know, Zoe Saldana is dancing with, they're like, oh yeah, I heard that guy got out of prison for killing somebody. She's like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Zoe Saldana is engaged to some man named Dylan. Scumbag.
Yeah, okay. Like they're planning a wedding. It's happening.
Justin Long is preparing the hotel room for sex.
prepare for sex.
He like does all this stuff. He's spraying like whatever, and then she's in the bathroom. She's like, are you done yet? Like, and then he's like, hold on. And then he has to put on Marvin Gaye. Ew.
He puts on, he's just, this is what I've seen in a movie, because I'm 17 and I don't know what I'm doing.
I am surprised that they didn't put on, like, Britney Spears in the background, or like Justin Timberlake, like NSYNC.
Yeah, something like that. But they wanted
digital,
to keep
digital,
it.
Digital, get down.
They wanted to keep it like, that's how, it's just shit that he, like, heard in a movie one time, or saw in a movie.
Yeah. Britney Spears is super hot. She has like a fucking six pack. She's got like, she is just chiseled. And she's got her
20 at this point.
Bra and underwear on. She looks incredible.
She's in her physical prime. We'll put it that way.
Justin Long probably passed away during this scene because of how like, oh my God, I cannot believe that I get to look at Britney Spears in her bra and underwear right now, like in person.
That was probably a good day for him, I would imagine. He was definitely happy with that.
So
what am I doing in this movie? Just half of my scenes are just sitting with a half-naked Britney Spears. Yeah, sure, I think I can do that.
I can get paid for this.
I mean, I guess.
So they had planned to lose their virginity to each other, and she's like, you don't want to lose your virginity to me.
They're not
and
even like going out.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going out. They're not like boyfriend,
well, they're
girlfriend.
Lab partner. Well, you know that he absolutely would love to go out with her.
They're just like nerd pals, and they decided like, well, let's...
But she's acting like she's so gross, like, you don't want to...
Yeah.
You don't want to lose your virginity to me, and he's like...
I will hump your arm. I don't give a fuck right now. You know how hot you are? I will hump any part of you that you allow me to hump.
I will be grateful.
And I'll be so happy about it. So if it's your vagina, wow. Even better. If I get to hump on that vagina, that'd be great. But I'll take anything you got.
Wait. Hey, Justin, do you mind reading the list again?
Justin, you want to lose your virginity to me, do you? I don't think you do. I'm just saying,
Read the list again.
I don't think you want to read it again. What do you got, Justin?
What do you got, Justin?
Yes,
okay.
I don't think you want to do that.
Sorry, so Mimi is walking out with her backpack, and some man is like, hey, Mimi, how's the fetus?
how's your fetus?
So she's like, it's fine, thanks. Like, get away from me. This is clearly her boyfriend. And he thinks that he's the father of the child, and he's being very mean to Mimi. He's like, I heard that
everybody's
banged.
Mean to Mimi. Mimi's got it
has
rough.
Has a hard life.
Mimi's got it rough, man. Wait till you hear how her life turns out. I found out.
Yeah.
I found out futures for these characters. It's scary.
Okay.
I'll tell you later.
Great. So I can't wait to hear. I just know it's going to be awful. I don't even know what it is. I just know it's going to be awful.
Tough life for that Mimi.
So, she punches this man in the face.
Oh, yeah. Kurt.
She punches him in the face because he says
that
she's because he says that she's a slut.
Yeah.
He's like, I heard you were a slut and you took, you know, you got
this is her boyfriend, yeah. Mind you, who's nice. Calling her
nice
a slut.
Guy.
Nice.
Probably
nice
the game. Father of his of her child.
Yeah.
So
great. This is who he thinks. Listen, slut that's carrying my baby. Like,
so
what a
she's
fucking jackass.
Going out to the middle of nowhere to go dig up the box.
She don't care if nobody else shows up, she gonna dig it up.
Zoe Saldana is already there. And she
prom dress and everything. She didn't
like,
change.
Yeah, she's like, all right, let's go. It's, you know, 10 paces over this way. And they turn around and there's Britney Spears with a shovel.
Bang. And then Britney Spears, this is the weirdest thing. This is when I actually thought the movie was took an interesting turn because I didn't expect this in the writing. She picks the shovel up and just knocks Zoe Saldana out with it and just was like, you've been a bitch to me for 5 fucking years. And then it's crazy. Then
this is for the hallway the other day.
Yeah, and then her and Mimi bury her and it's a crazy start to the movie. And then the rest of the movie goes on. They never bring it up again. Yeah. That's the weird part.
And then they're running away from the law.
That's I assume that's what they're doing. They're on the lam for the rest of the movie.
In the box, they found the box. Zoe Saldana buried a bridal Barbie. And they're like, yep, that's you. That's going to be you because you're getting married. Britney Spears buried a locket with a picture of her mother. And she's like,
I just want to meet
my wish is to find my mom.
My wish is to find my mom. I'm going to find her. I'm telling you.
She left us.
She left us high and dry. High and dry.
And Mimi buried a keychain of a globe because it's the world. And she's like, well, by the way, I'm going to California on Sunday to audition.
I'm going to audition. That's the other thing.
She's going to audition for a record company.
For a record company. Now, she doesn't appear. We don't like see her performing at any point. Yeah. We just know that she's got a decent punch. And she's definitely knocked up. Those are the only two things
she is very pregnant. She is very aggressive because she will punch anybody.
And her speaking voice doesn't present itself that it would be a great singing voice. But hey, you can't tell from that.
She's like, I mean, I'm going to go to audition for this record company. And neither of them are like looking at each other like, I've never seen you do music.
Yeah, do you sing?
Like, what song do you sing? What are you hoping to sing?
What's your story?
What's going on with this? So they're being very unsupportive of her dream.
Zoe Saldana says, you're going to go. So what are you going to be like, this fat, pregnant pop star?
Rude.
I was like, damn. Yeah. Jesus, lady, calm down.
And Mimi says that she has coordinated with a ride with some man to go to California, and she has invited them to go with her and this strange man on Sunday.
Come with me if you want. They don't hang out, any of these people, by the way.
She didn't even think that they were going to be going to go dig up the box with her.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's up, you fucking nerds? I already scheduled for this guy and he's totally cool with me bringing two friends.
That's
and we're
cool.
going to go on a road trip.
Yeah, so you guys should come even though we haven't really talked or hung out in years. So let's all take a road trip
and
together.
To be honest with you, I didn't even think that you guys were going to come here. So like, I'm going to go for broke and do you guys want to go on a road trip with me?
Graduation weekend, nobody has any plans ever.
Yeah.
Like they don't hang out or do things and go places with their friends and that never happens.
And then, so
open
she's,
schedule.
She's like being super manipulative about it because she's like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to go by myself with this strange man and then I'll see, you know, maybe I'm gonna go on Sunday, like
hopefully he won't
murder
me and my baby in the desert. Okay, bye.
So Zoe Saldana and her boyfriend are on the phone and they're arguing and she's like, what do you mean you're not coming, you know, here for the summer? Like,
this is Dylan on
end. Dylan, we have to go, we have to plan our wedding, like why aren't you coming here? So she fights with him and Britney Spears is like, well, I found my locket that has a picture of my mom. I should fulfill my dreams. So I'm going to go and find my mom.
Let's go.
So she's like, cool.
You're going to Cali? Drop me off in Arizona.
Yeah, drop me off in Arizona. And then Zoe Saldana's like, I'm going to go here and I'm going to... Like, her family seems like they have money.
Yeah,
they could probably buy her a
ticket. From a good family.
If she was like, hey, I want to go to California to see Dylan. Can you buy me a plane ticket? I'm pretty sure, like, to see my fiance, I think my parents would buy me a ticket.
She 100% has a credit card, too, that character.
Oh, my God.
Zoe Saldana's got a credit card.
So...
Like, totally. She has a custom-made prom dress. She's got a credit card.
Britney Spears ran away in the middle of the night. Okay, so she opens the door. She tiptoes around in her dad's room, puts a note on his nightstand.
He must have taken Ambien or NyQuil or some shit.
And then she kisses him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, put the fucking note on the kitchen table. Like,
sneak the fuck out.
Yeah.
She came
what are you
in
doing?
Like banging pots and pans and shit going on.
Good morning. Oh, I'm running away. Bye.
It was like one of those, it was like a Naked Gun movie. Like she like tripped over a thing and like, you know, bashed a giant gong and he still didn't, he just, you know, just kind of moved around a little bit.
So Britney Spears shows up to this, you know, they're at Mimi's. Maybe it's Mimi's. I don't know.
Yeah, she's the trailer park one, Mimi.
And so they go meet her over there. And Zoe Saldana says she has a bunch of luggage because you're going to drop me off at UCLA with my fiance. And Britney Spears is like, well, me and my bucket hat will go with you as far as Arizona.
She pops out to, yeah, y'all can drop me in Arizona.
Me and my bucket hat.
Everybody can just drop me off in Arizona. And they were like, all right, Bobby.
I'm going to go visit my mother.
I'm visiting my mother. I think she wants to see me.
Yeah. I think.
You want to see me? You want to see me? Ma. You talking to me, Ma?
You leave me?
You leaving me?
I understand. You leave my father. You leave me?
You leaving me?
Yeah.
Leave me behind.
So weird guy Ben asks what Britney's deal is. And Ben is the guy that supposedly killed somebody. And
yeah.
He was in the band at prom. And
y'all.
He's the cute guy.
Y'all, Ted Bundy's going to give us a ride too. His name is Ted. He seems like a real nice guy. His arm is hurting, but he says he's got a little cast on it, but I think it's going to be fine.
It's Ben Teddy. I don't know.
What the fuck, man?
So,
what are you doing?
He's asking what Britney's deal is, and everybody's like, never you mind, she's out of your league, which she is.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Girls,
especially the character.
The girls don't want to listen to grunge music in the car. It sounded very much like
it was just generic, soundtrack fill-in. Yeah. Just generic soundtrack filler.
Driving in the car.
It was driving
through the country.
Yeah, it was very like generic Stone Temple Pilots, it sounded like. It was bad.
So the girls want to listen to some other music for a couple minutes. They listen to NSYNC Bye Bye Bye, which
of course
Britney Spears.
They all, this is the second Britney Spears radio sing-along of the movie. There's like 12 of them.
Yeah, of course. She's always singing to the radio.
It's the whole movie, whole songs, not just 2 seconds of them, whole songs they do. Like it's a...
Oh.
More songs in this movie than Grease. We'll put it that way. There really is.
And by the way, for you fucking people who are trying to bring back the style of 2000, like the early 2000s, this is what it looked like, okay? We were wearing bucket hats. We were layering all of our tops.
It looked pretty ridiculous.
This looked stupid. So I want you to look at this movie and I want you to go, no.
Yeah, don't do that. But they all, the kid, like younger people, though, are going the opposite on the jeans, though. They're not going
they
low rise.
They're going mom jeans.
They're going like just below the armpit is what they have on now. So
we stopped for the night and Ben had planned on sleeping in a field with sleeping bags. No. Like what? You're just like, yeah, cool. We're going on a road trip and we're just all going to sleep in a sleeping bag. Like, sir, what?
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
He didn't even sleeping bag. He literally just stopped and like just kind of put his seat back a little and was like, all right. Good
he night, said, everybody. I have sleeping bags.
Yeah, if you want them, but I'll just sleep right here in the driver's seat.
So they stop at a Waffle House and they're eating food and they're counting cash. This is bowelly irresponsible.
Yeah, you don't do this.
Are
on
you
a road
kidding
trip.
Me? You have a. I mean, at least they could put the top down so that they don't have to.
Man, Ben's going to be doing some serious rumbling. He's going to be like, oh, I can't fart with all these chicks. This is going to be bad. I want to bang one of them or possibly more. And if I'm farting up the Buick the whole way across the country, there's no way that's going to happen.
Oh, that was the muffler.
Oh boy, oof, it's an old car. It's the catalytic converter on some things happen and you hear bumps sometimes, so it's not me, though. It's not because I just fucking ate a bunch of Waffle House gravy. I swear to God, that's not why it is.
But, it's not... there's not a lot of places to stop. Like, here there's a lot of places to stop. Like, now there's a lot of places to stop. In 2002, you don't have, a map. There's no,
We got a map. You just didn't have
app.
You have nothing
but
on your phone.
The map doesn't tell you, there's gas stations over here. Like, now it tells you, here's a gas station.
It tells you everything. Yeah, then it was just a map. Here's a road.
There's even an app, Charmin, on the go. And it, has ratings for the public bathrooms, which it's like we...
It's definitely going to come a long way.
I know what I'm expecting when I go to a gas station bathroom in the middle of the country.
You could get...
But in 2002, they were just let's... eat Waffle House with reckless abandon.
Yeah.
And then I'm driving for 10 hours. That's the other thing. We drove from Phoenix to New York. I couldn't drive 10 hours.
No, we would switch and go back and forth. And that's kind of how you do a long trip like that.
Yeah.
But now Ben is driving. Ben's got a weird thing about his piece of shit Buick that is...
Anyway.
He's a really... they count, crazy about it.
They count their cash. They only have so much money. It's like $480, right?
$28 or some shit for a whole trip across the country for four people to eat, lodge, and get gas.
Yeah.
Smart.
So they're at the first motel, and this is what you do when you're young. You just stay at like really fucking awful hotels because you have no fucking idea.
Care. It's your own space.
You endure it. Yeah. You endure it. Like, did I want to go camping when I was a teenager? Absolutely not. No. But I was out of the house.
We used to hang out in my friend's basement that had this like fucking giant like carpet that was just a piece of carpet thrown down like a rug. And it was the basement. So it was so soggy that like your feet would squish on it. It was so like moldy and we were like, this is great because we were allowed to smoke cigarettes down there. So we didn't care. Like, kids don't give a fuck. As long as it's their space, they don't care.
So when they're in the motel, like Britney Spears showers, Mimi's dropping a hot Waffle House deuce in the bowl.
Flushing, brushing. People are shitting, brushing their teeth and showering.
Flushing
all
and brushing.
Same. Flushing and brushing, brother. Flushing and brushing. So let me get this straight. I'm going to be taking a shower and she's going to be taking a dump right there. I don't know about this writing.
And then she flushes when I'm in the shower?
Oh.
What is this?
I don't like it.
Anyway, so they're like, does anybody know what that guy's deal is? All of them are talking and they're like, he's kind of cute. And then Zoe just casually brings up like, yeah, I heard he killed somebody and that's why he was in jail. That would be way more urgent. As soon as I got in the car with this man, I would be like looking at Mimi and being like, hello.
Well, she,
I wouldn't be waiting until I'm in Louisiana to be like, oh.
Well, that was like the rumor that she heard, but she was like, I'm okay with that. I'll still get in the car with them. And then they start worrying about it now. Well, it's like, hold on. Two of the three of you, Mimi and Zoe Saldana, both knew what that
about the at least prison time.
And heard the rumors of murder. And they were both fine with it, and now they're scared. What?
And it's not even that they're
scared.
You knew
it already.
It's that they're still wanting to do the road trip part with the homicidal maniac, but they just want to avoid being one-on-one with him.
But why didn't that come up beforehand?
As soon as you see Mimi's in the Buick with Ben the murderer, hello?
Yeah.
This guy, he seems great, really grateful for his vehicle and his services, but like, I already killed somebody.
And if you were to pick one character in this movie who would be murdered by a weirdo and thrown into the woods somewhere, it's Mimi. I mean, that's definitely going to be Mimi, just based on luck, if nothing else, I feel like. She's 1,000% the one most likely to be murdered.
Oh my God.
In a field.
Oh my God.
Right? She's a tragic character, this Mimi.
Tragic.
She really is. She's tragic. She's like everything that can go wrong does go wrong.
And
it gets worse by the scene for this poor girl. It's bad stuff.
So, okay.
Fuck, man.
Brittany calls Dan
Free
Aykroyd.
Mimi. Never mind Brittany.
Brittany calls Dan Aykroyd and says, hi, I'm okay. And all that Dan Aykroyd has to say is, listen, I went through all this trouble to get you this job at this hospital. And then you just...
Yeah, what up with that?
It's like, I'm fine. I called you because I thought you were worried about my well-being, not that I abandoned some job that you set me up for.
Well, yeah. Rude. Dan Aykroyd's very practical. I'm saving up money for your college, honey. What the fuck? He's very... I don't get it.
Dad, you wouldn't understand. I gotta do something.
Dad, you know what? Sometimes you gotta do something for yourself. You know what I mean, Dad?
I gotta do this for me. The car
for me, Dad.
Blows up. And Ben is like, it's the gasket. Brittany's like, no, sorry, my dad is a mechanic. This is the radiator. This is at least 350 plus labor.
She's like, yeah, about 350 plus labor.
But she doesn't offer to fix it.
No, well, I mean, she doesn't have a radiator. She needs the part. 350, that's the part. And then the labor on top of that.
The girls are just on the side of the road. And she's like, come on, it's been 2 hours, y'all.
Yeah. Y'all, it's been
2 hours. They're just sitting out there in the middle of whatever for 2 hours.
He went to walk for a tow
Nobody
truck.
Has stopped to ask if anybody's okay.
Nope.
They're just like, oh, that one's riding on the hood of the car.
Britney Spears sprawled out on the hood of a car on the side of the road, lying on her stomach
Mimi
with her ass up in
pregnant.
The air. a pregnant chick and a statuesque other young woman walking back and forth. No one pulled over.
No one.
No one even attempted to rape them. Please. At the very least, maybe someone would try to help them. At the very least, somebody would, there'd be like four sleazeballs around them going, I mean, come on, you can come on back to my house and wait for them. There'd be like five fucking people trying to get them
the
in
rest of the way.
Yeah, get them in a suggestive situation.
But Mimi says that she's hungry, and Zoe Saldana is so nasty with her. She's like, we get it, you're hungry. And it's like, yeah, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, I'm kind of pregnant. You can see that. Look at me.
So they start obviously fist fighting.
Mimi starts pushing Zoe Saldana, and Zoe Saldana just right away is like, what, motherfucker? Like, comes back. Never once, like, I'm not fighting a pregnant girl, and then she persists, and then they fight.
Britney Spears is like, okay, well, we're never going to be able to pay for this vehicle repair and the tow truck.
I've been doing math, y'all.
And I'm going to call my dad, and I'm going to tell him to come get me.
I'm going to tell him
how and where. Like, hi, Dad, I'm at this place. Like, I don't, you know.
Yeah, I'm in Louisiana. Whatever.
So... Mimi is like, well, I have an idea. And Britney Spears is like, fine, it better be a good idea. It's doing a karaoke contest.
That's
in this
idea.
Weird bar.
They're gonna
that
win.
Is packed.
It's packed. It's
this place is packed.
It's like
this
when we do like, a live show for Small Town Murder. It's like
this
a
this place
it's,
no, it looks like fucking that club at, that Dolly
no,
Parton
kidding, yeah.
performed in.
That's
in,
exactly what it looks like
Rhinestone.
In Rhinestone. It's like a fake club, basically. A club
and
that's,
it's like a karaoke contest. It's like an open mic thing. So like if the crowd vibes with you and whatever, like I'm gonna be told that I'm entertaining based on a bunch of like shit kickers that live in this town.
That's what happens when you do comedy, so
I
take
guess.
That, singers, you fuckers. You can just sing and go, that was great. I feel good about that because it doesn't matter what the crowd
but
reacts
like,
as long as I clap at the end.
They
had a whole dressing room.
They had a big dressing room
with mirrors.
It just felt like this was a very important part of the town.
Yeah,
like
this is their
culture.
Big show or something. And
they're like, oh,
there.
You guys go to karaoke night?
And it's like ladies who are like dressed up and classy, black dudes in suits and long haired truckers going, get off the stage. Like literally like
this,
that.
This bar is for everyone.
There's no like, it's just anyone and everyone or just, it's all together. There's no vibe to it.
And
they all love
it
karaoke.
Also looks nice
I love rock and roll.
They're like Ben's in the back. And it looks like that he's in a burlesque, like a nice.
Yeah. This is when it turns into burlesque.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so Mimi is lead singer, obviously, because she wants
to be the
recording artist. So
they crimp Britney's hair.
Oh God, the triple barrel.
They pull down her jeans.
So they were all dressed like themselves.
Yeah.
So Britney Spears looked like. You know, all wholesome and whatever. And then she's like, you know, Zoe Saldana's kind of dressed like a Valley Girl-ish. And then Mimi is kind of dressed like, I'm not pregnant, but I am pregnant.
Yeah, I'm not pregnant, y'all.
And so then they're like, well, if we're going to get tips, then we should probably dress sexier. So then we go like denim skirt, like very short denim skirt, the studded belts, yes.
Not even midriff, just under tit all the way to a millimeter above vagina. Let's make it all that out.
Mimi starts singing the I Love Rock and Roll. It's terrible.
Yeah,
so
like,
people are booing her.
She's
and
not
then
even singing. She's mumbling.
She goes and she convinces Britney Spears to start singing. Why?
You
like,
know,
was this her plan the whole time to get Britney Spears to be a singer?
The whole point of why you fucking people are in a car together is because she's going to go risk it all for a record contract.
Yeah.
She can't even get a line of Joan Jett out. What the fuck is happening?
And then, she just abandons that the whole time. Then it turns into she's like, oh, rah, rah, shish, goombah, Britney Spears is going to be the greatest karaoke artist across the whole town.
Never mind. I give up, y'all. Like, that was it. Over.
Never so, mind. It's
Mimi
fine.
Mimi is done with this whole fucking thing. She has no interest.
Mimi and no more Dreamy. No.
Dream over, y'all, I guess. I mean, I thought I could do it. I never did sing before, but I thought, well, I guess I could get a record contract.
Dream over, y'all.
So Britney's like around the goddamn, getting on the pole.
Yeah, she is singing. She's wearing a studded belt. She has a triple barrel hairdo. She's looking great. The entire restaurant is on their feet. Ben is like,
on their feet. fucking cheering.
Ben is like, wow, like, look at this girl.
Oh,
are
my
you kidding
God.
Me? This I play backup guitar. Wow.
It's wild.
I can hitch to that star.
I'm going to hitch my wagon anyway. down there on yonder.
So I was writing at first that
people are stuffing 20s into the tip jar.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah. It's a giant, like, cheese balls, like, big plastic jar. And they're just
ripping,
like,
money out of their pockets, stuffing
money
it in.
They're taking out loans.
Double handfuls. They're coming from the ATM.
Yeah, they're taking out loans.
There's a line 30 deep at the ATM right now. Like, yeah. Gotta do it before
Enough cash.
Oh, my God.
To tip these sexy teens.
Is that one pregnant? Who cares? Fuck it. This is great.
Well, that's what they were saying when she was singing. So they didn't want her to be a lead singer, but she could be a backup singer.
Yeah, once she went to the back, they're like,
when she was like lead singing, lead mumbling, they're like, Is she pregnant?
And then the trucker guy goes, get off the stage! Would you want to scream at pregnant teenagers? Jesus Christ, nice bar.
And that's what I wrote. I was like, first of all, these people should be delighted that Britney Spears patronized their establishment.
Well, by the way, and just that's true, though. And just like every other song of hers that's in this movie, the lip syncing on it is fucking.
Oh,
it's so far off.
So bad.
It's
so bad.
She sings the fucking song.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I don't know. I've never. Every other movie, the singer doesn't actually sing the song at every point, but the lip syncing is perfect. She's such a bad actress. She can't lip sync to her own fucking song that she recorded.
Now, James,
mind blowing.
Since Britney Spears carried that entire performance,
I mean, it's all.
Do you
all
think she should have gotten the majority of the tips?
I mean,
or all of the tips?
You give Mimi 10% for the idea. You got to give her. You know, she's like the agent at that point. It was her idea. You wouldn't be standing on that stage.
Yeah.
You know, all exposed to these truckers.
Okay, yeah.
If it wasn't for Mimi. So right away, you got to give Mimi 10%. You got to give Zoe Saldana a piece because she went up there and did her thing. She didn't complain. She played backup the whole time. She sang her parts. I think she earned a fucking piece of this joint, too. Mimi gets nothing because she didn't do shit. 10% is all. Zoe gets a little more because she was part of the show.
But Ben should get, like, this shouldn't be toward the car.
No. Ben gets gas money. He can fuck himself. Well, if they want to go to California, then they need to fix Ben's car.
I'm just saying, Ben could have gotten up on stage. What were you doing back
there,
Ben?
What's he going to do? What's he going to do? That's going to just befoul the act. Nobody wants to see a guy up there.
You don't know.
You know what I'd like to see with these teenage girls, these scantily clad teenage girls? A dude. If we could mix that in there, that'd be really great for him. I'd really get my money out.
They just have the big Utz pretzel jar, and they're just counting their money.
Full of the amount. How much money is it?
Enough.
That's how much did we make, y'all? And he says,
"We have enough.
Enough to for the rest of the trip. Enough to fix the car and make it all the way to California." Yeah, no amount.
You didn't answer my question, sir. So
that's because you can't. You don't want people doing math on how they have like beachfront suites for the rest of the fucking movie. They made like $10,000. At this karaoke show.
Yeah, they might as well have.
They had to have for the rest of the movie.
So they, well, those singles and stuff, that did not seem like $480.
That's what they had to begin
with. Were they at the Waffle House?
That's true.
But that didn't seem like $480.
I mean, it could have been $100 in there on the bottom or something.
So after this man in a striped polo is like, "What's up? Is that your girl?" And Ben is like, "Nope."
Nope, yeah.
He's so
like, cool.
This striped polo
her.
Man is like, "Yeah, cool. I'm going to go, and I'm going to go from zero to date rape in
quick. I'm going to fucking be on
record
this woman.
Timing."
Yeah, and he is too. He's really on her.
So Ben punches this man. Yay, team Ben!
Yeah, that was. Well, I gave him like a forearm, like a real casual. Like a forearm flick, like pow. I don't even have time for this shit.
Yeah, like I don't even want to deal with you. I can like fucking kill you.
Ben's such a badass.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
So they go to this really nice hotel, which I thought was kind of stupid.
Let's piss all our money away on a giant hotel suite.
Because your radiator just broke. You have an old car.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you save all of the rest of the money?
But they made so much, it doesn't matter.
For, like, hey, you know what? Since the radiator broke, things might happen now.
You get $20,000 for a decent karaoke performance.
I'm not saying
that's the economy of karaoke.
I'm not
don't
saying,
you know things?
You know, go to a motel, but, like,
hey,
maybe go to, like, a Radisson.
I think you need to study the economy of karaoke and how it works. A good karaoke performance, you're swimming in it. You're set for life.
Wow,
it's over.
Okay, well, what were we doing in 2002?
Not Fuck. Doing karaoke, fucking up.
So Ben's just like, okay, by the way, Britney Spears, I'm not mad at you for what happened there. Awesome, you shouldn't be. Like,
I'm not
why?
Mad at you because some dude tried to rape you in public. Thanks, I guess.
Why would I think that you'd be mad at me?
Yeah.
Thank you for punching that man for me,
I mean,
but
that was
like...
good.
Why would you be mad at me?
She was just like, oh, cool, I'll dance for 2 seconds. And immediately he's like, let me feel that titty. And it's she had no... She was like, okay.
So now we're having a hotel heart-to-heart with all the girls. It's so funny because they're always like in the room and they're talking really loud. And I'm like, hey, Ben has to sleep. He has to drive tomorrow for 12 hours.
Nope.
Like, so they're just talking super loud.
This movie
loud.
Should be called Fuck Ben. That's what it should be called. And it would work on many levels.
It works on many levels.
Fuck Ben.
So they're having a whole heart-to-heart. Zoe Saldana is like, well, my mom was super mean to me and she called me fat and I went to fat camp. And she's also mad at me because I'm prettier than her. So now I'm like, oh, I understand why she's mean, because that's the voice that's in her head. She's always
she's trying
mean
to beat
to other
her mom.
People. Yeah.
That's her whole character.
Brittany is like, oh, that sucks. My mom like just like left us.
My mom straight took off, y'all.
Oh, at least your mom was hanging out with you. I don't have a mom.
I wish my mom would have been around to treat me like that. At least she would have been there. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I wish she would have been around.
When I tell you that James transformed into Robert De Niro just then, that's what happened. His whole face changed. He's like, you know, I wish my mother was there. I felt the pain from Bob.
I wish she was there for me. You know what I mean? Zoe Saldana, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you this one time, Zoe Saldana. Your mother was there, wasn't she?
I'd love...
It's better than what I had.
I'd love for my mom to have called me fat.
You know what? Because I was a little fat when I was younger. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I used to eat a lot of sweets and didn't exercise very much. So I was kind of chunky and I could use that.
Brittany goes with the self-deprecation again. She's like, listen, my mom just ran away. I don't blame her, but I know she wants to see me. Even though I have no proof. My dad just tells me, don't bother. And I'm just never tried to reach out to me in the last couple of years. And I'm just like, I think I'm going to go for it.
I think this is going to work out well, I feel like. I have a good feeling about this.
And then Mimi is like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Well, around Christmas time, I got drunk and I got taken advantage of by some man at a party.
Not taken advantage of.
And she says, don't worry, it happens to girls all the time.
Yeah, not taken.
I was like,
she,
wow.
She dances around the fact that some dude took her home from one of the field parties and gave her blue beers, and they could bring up the blue beers many times.
Yeah, blue beers.
And then apparently, you know, fucking raped her in a car on the way home, and then way more rape in this movie than I would expect.
So
much attempted rape, stories of rape.
But this is when the movie, like, I looked at you and I went, this movie is fucking dark, man.
It got super dark.
It just got real dark real fast.
I thought they were going to start plotting a murder at that point. Like, we should get back at all of them.
Let's kill Ben.
Crisscross, you know? Yeah, let's kill Ben. That's a symbol. I'll kill your mom.
He killed somebody else, so we're going to kill Ben.
I think Zoe Saldana and Britney Spears should kill each other's moms. That's what I think they should do. That would solve both of their problems right away, and it would relieve the others.
And then they should all kill Dylan.
And then everybody should kill Dylan. I think that should be like a ritual killing for Dylan, and you'll find out why in a minute, in case you've never seen this gem of a movie.
So she's like, don't worry, I'm going to put the baby up for adoption. This movie, I thought it was going to be like, when you first see it, you're like, ah, three friends that grew apart. They're all from different groups in
it's
the
a
thing.
Girl
one's
road
a
trip.
Nerd. One's the popular girl.
It's
one's kind of, you know.
Road trip. Absolutely. It's
one's kind of like, you know, doesn't fit in. She's like, whatever.
It's
and
a girl road trip, everybody.
It turns in, and you're like, these people have nothing in common anymore. How could they be best friends? And
how
you're like, wow, actually, they've had all of them
and
terrible
they have,
lives.
And they have Ben in the mix.
So now, after the girls have bonded over their trauma. I mean, that's good. Girl talk is good.
They were catching up.
They were catching
really
up. They're like, listen, I didn't know that that happened to you. Oh, my God, that's terrible. I mean, you know, Zoe Saldana was kind of like...
I think Mimi takes the cake on horror stories. I'm living in a trailer park and I'm knocked up with, you know, some guy's fucking molestation baby. Like, that's bad stuff.
So Ben is asleep at the gas station and now the girls are driving. So they're like, well, let's drive.
He's asleep in the back seat with like his feet up on the door.
Yeah.
And they steal his keys from his pocket without him noticing. They're giggling like fucking idiots.
No, they're not very good at this.
They're not. No, Britney Spears is a bad thief, we'll say. She's not known as a cat burglar, and this is why.
No.
And then they all hop in and drive away.
Yeah. Like, they get in the car, and there's all these cans on the dashboard.
Tons
and I'm like,
them.
You're at the gas station. Nope. There's a garbage can. Take some of the cans, put it in the garbage can, have a blank canvas for when you're starting again so that you can have room for more garbage.
These are artifacts from the trip. They're going to save them up till the end and then, you know, make a display out of them.
So now, since they don't want Ben to know that they stole the car,
that he's in.
He's going to fucking wake up and he's going to know that they stole the car.
Wouldn't he wake up when the car left the parking lot on a bump onto the road?
No, because
he's fine.
He needed rest, and
he's
was out, like,
cold.
Oh, first of all, Ben, get over yourself. He's like, nobody can drive the car.
Yeah, that was, he's like,
ridiculous.
Nobody drives, nobody touches the car but me.
Again, it's a long road trip. We're going very far.
Yeah.
We need you to be all rested up. This is your car. You can do the majority of the driving, but let somebody take over every once in a while.
And it's already taken them 5 days to go 3 states, so can we fucking pick up the pace a little bit here?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're like, well, we're in Louisiana. I'm like, Jesus Christ, where were you guys?
Why are you
where'd
stopping?
You guys come from?
Fucking go. You're from Georgia. That's 2 states over. Move.
Get some bugles and some Gardettos like everybody fucking else and fucking go.
Yeah. Switch spots. Let's do it.
Spend too much money on gas station snacks and get in the fucking car and hammer it.
You tell Zoe Saldana, get her started about her mom. She'll drive for 5 hours on hate fuel, like just spewing about it. She won't fall asleep. You get Brittany in there and you ask her about her mom. She'll sob about it, but she'll keep her eyes focused on the road.
Yeah, because she's going to, whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So they decide, since he's still sleeping in the back seat and they don't really want him to know that they stole the car, let's turn the radio on. So they turn the radio on and they're all singing Shania Twain.
Oh,
man,
God.
I feel like a woman.
This is when I had to walk. I had to go outside. I couldn't do this.
I was disappointed that you did that.
I cannot watch people sing this shit.
Ben has woken up and he is upset. He is upset that a bunch of ladies drove his car because somehow he has been emasculated by this. He's like, there's so much chick talk and I'm in a car with chicks and I'm doing this and my whole life is overrun by chicks and the driving was the only thing that I didn't have that was overrun by chicks. And it's like, hey, Ben.
He had the whole back seat at that point. Yeah. I'd be like, shut Shania Twain the fuck off and keep driving because this is comfortable back here.
And
if you put Shania Twain on again, I'm going to fucking bop your heads together like the Three Stooges.
I don't understand what he's upset about because it's not like they backtracked them 300 miles.
They
were
made progress.
Still progressing.
Be like, great, I got some rest.
Oh, we went in the wrong direction. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did you enjoy your nap?
That sounds good to me. I'll take a nap.
We kept going. We're
give
fine.
A shit who drives.
Yeah.
Let's get rolling.
Anyway, they bring up with him that he heard that they have heard that he has killed someone.
Yeah.
And he's
hey,
like,
Ben, you a murderer? Let me ask you a question. You a murderer? How
heard
did you
went
kill
to prison
people?
And you killed somebody.
Let's
so
talk
it
about
turns
how you
out
dispose
he
of bodies.
Was upset because his sister was, you know, upset by his stepdad and he quote unquote kidnapped her and
took her back to college with him because his stepdad was being mean and then the stepdad pressed charges and he had to go to prison for it.
Everybody is just like, oh, cool.
Oh, all right. Never mind then. You're cool.
They didn't ask like...
No follow-up questions.
No follow-up questions. No, like, okay.
Nope. Just believed him.
Yeah. So then he randomly pulls over, which he hasn't done.
Out of nowhere.
Randomly pulls over in the desert and they're like, where are we going? And he goes, you'll see. No.
You'll see.
We will not see.
Like, oh, well, he just kidnapped his sister, so
he's
it's
not
fine.
A
let's
murderer.
Go. No, we're going to go in the desert with him. He's a kidnapper, not a murderer, so it's fine. Bye.
Oh, kidnapped his sister, but we didn't confirm if she's still alive.
We don't know. He could have cut her up into 12 pieces. That's why why the stepfather pressed charges. I don't blame him.
So then Britney Spears is like, do you have any more sleeping bags? Do you have sleeping bags for all of us? And he's like, really? You mean it? We can camp?
Yeah, let's get camping.
Well, I would never camp with this man.
This is right after the murder talk. The camping is brought up, and they're like, yeah, we're going to camp in the desert. That's
they were
so
like,
strange.
Hey, how come you're freaking out that we drove? And he's like, oh, I feel emasculated. And then you're just like, oh, okay. Because you feel like you're overrun by girls. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Let's get
and then,
camping.
Do you want to go camp?
It's yeah.
In the desert where you're maybe going to murder us? Like, I would be like, a motel. Let's go to a motel.
They can afford hotel suites, and now they're going to camp. And it doesn't look comfortable. It doesn't look like a comfortable place to camp. It's not like a campsite. It's just in the Bronx.
They're always, 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 always talking and staying up way too late.
Yeah, that's the other thing. All these, the three of them, the three ladies are up until fucking daybreak all the time.
Well, now they're camping. Well, the first one, she's talking to Ben and like, you know, because they're sleeping in the two beds.
Yeah, yeah.
And Brittany and Ben are facing each other. And she's like, so how come you want to go to California? Shut the fuck up. I have to get up in
People
the morning
sleeping.
And fucking drive.
People are sleeping.
I have to drive.
So this just, it gets then, repetitive from here on out, honestly. This movie.
Ben and Brittany almost kiss. Mimi's trying to teach Zoe Saldana how to throw a punch. And they just show up to Brittany's mom's house, okay? So they're
the
like...
The next day,
she's like, do you think I should call? Or like, should I let them know? Or like, you know,
and
should
they're
I just
like,
pop
no,
in?
Just pop right in
they're
on
like,
her.
You pop right in, okay? So Kim...
Your mom abandoned you. She'll want to see you.
We're in Tucson, Arizona. Kim Cattrall is our mom. And she's like, hi, mama. It's me, Lucy. And Kim Cattrall is like, when I tell you, the worst mother.
She's horrible.
She's not happy to see Britney Spears.
She goes, oh.
And she's
Come
like,
in.
So, Lucy, can I ask you why you're here?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, because I want to see you.
She treats her like she's selling Avon. That's what she treats her like.
And she's like, and why did you want to see me? And she's like, well, because you're my mom.
Because you're my mother? Yeah, it was like,
Kim Cattrall gets a phone call and Brittany's looking at all these pictures and she's like, oh, I have brothers.
Yeah.
And she's like, yep, they're 10 and 7.
Kim Cattrall's happy family.
And they don't know about me.
They know about me. Let me ask you something, Mom. They know about me. They know about me.
She says, honey, I need to talk to you about something. How terrible is this? How terrible is this? Like, thanks for stopping by,
says
but
Lucy,
like...
Lucy, honey, I need to talk to you about something.
Yeah, like, you're fucking insane.
Yeah.
I was never your mother, you know, she was basically like, you have been misinformed. I am actually not your mother, but
She's
no.
She's like, you're from
instead,
another in, part of my life that I don't...
I choose,
will not acknowledge.
Yeah,
so.
She's like, I have been blocking that out for years. No.
Peace, bitch.
She had the audacity to tell Britney Spears, never wanted you. Your father made me have you.
Yeah.
So I just was like, I don't want that anymore.
I wanted
I
to
left.
Report you, but Dan Aykroyd was just...
I was like, that's the worst thing to tell somebody.
I would say.
It's the worst thing to tell somebody.
I didn't even
Holy
want you.
Shit.
So obviously you
Your
can't
father
hold me to
Your father forced
this.
Me to have you. Yeah. I didn't want to have
totally
you at all.
Me.
I was like... Damn.
He was a total dick about it.
Anyway.
I was like, I don't want this fucking piece of shit baby. And he was like, you're going to have that baby. And it's like, well, here you are. So,
yeah.
Great.
Now you're stuck with it. And like, it's Britney Spears. Like, yeah, my parents were always fighting. So I don't really blame her for leaving. Because, you know, my dad, like, it was kind of like the Charlie from Twilight thing. Like, don't make me say it. Like,
yeah.
And you're not going to trap me here like mom. Like, you know, like that's what Britney
exactly
Spears kind of says
was.
Later
yeah.
on. Maybe Twilight
Which
bit
is a,
off of that.
Well, it's a common.
Stephanie Meyer is a big Britney Spears fan.
It's a common theme in these movies. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I think in She's All That, they had a similar theme.
No,
the
mom died because she had cancer.
But it was a similar thing of like, you know, dad, you know, you need to spread your wings or do you need to sit here and take care of your dad? Like that's always the same fucking theme in that shit.
Yeah.
It's common.
Shows she should find love is what basically dads are saying.
Mom's gone, so you don't know how to be a girl.
So it's pouring rain.
You know how much a radiator costs. So
we're
that's
at
why.
The hotel where Ben and Mimi and Zoe are. And they're not like they're doing like a weird like dance thing or whatever, Mimi and Zoe. And they're not like, well, I hope everything's going well with their, they're just like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure she's great.
We just dropped her off. Like, that's
well,
cool.
Well, Kim Cattrall opened the door and then Brittany waved like, bye, y'all. I mean, she was just... See ya.
Yeah.
She was happy to see him go.
So Britney Spears shows up at the hotel where the friends were at. Did they tell her where they were going? Or was she just like, I'm going to assume that they
got to be here, I guess.
Do you think that she had Kim Cattrall drop her off?
That's the other thing. I don't know how she got there. Did she take a cab? Did she have money?
I would be like, okay, listen, since you didn't want me, you're going to drive me around town and I'm going to find my friends.
You're going to buy me a plane ticket back to wherever the hell I'm from.
Yeah.
Rural Georgia. Enjoy.
You're going to buy a plane ticket for my friends. We're going to go audition for a record company.
Yeah. You're going to support
mom.
That dream, Mom.
Yeah, since you're a bitch.
You're going to buy me Steven Tyler sleeved shirts.
Oh, looks like you got some money. Well, looks like you're going to be paying for me to have an ocean suite.
Either that or we're going to have
me and my friends.
We're going to sing karaoke in your living room if you refuse. That's how it goes.
We attract all kinds.
Take that, Mom.
Anyway, so... She's telling Ben in the bathroom that her mom basically was like, you're a mistake, so I didn't even want to remotely be around you.
Yeah.
And Then the next day, Ben is like, oh, can I see that poem that you wrote and you read to me the other day? And he just rips it out of her notebook.
Thank you. And like, just ganks that shit and puts it in his pocket like, yeah, got it now. It
so
weird.
And then
stealing
he goes,
your work.
Great, come over here. I did something for you. I made something for you. And then they go to this rant. Like, when did you do this?
And
you're either driving or you're sleeping.
This was a weird turn in the movie, too. Yeah. He's like, I made this for you. And she's like, awesome. And it's just a statue of her made from his poop. It's very strange. Just his Waffle House poop. And he sculpted it. He's like, this is for you. I've been saving this for 3 days.
I made
days.
Something for you. And it's like a crown made out of her hair. I've been pulling hair from your...
This is 3 different Waffle House meals formed into one Britney.
I made a voodoo. To all of you.
And she said, that's very nice, Ben. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So it's basically acoustic. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman time. Yeah. It's beautiful. He's playing a piano in the desert. And
she's singing, mediocre. I don't think she gets, like, based on singing, I don't think she gets out of like day one of American Idol. Da, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's her level of singing that she does. She's not a good singer.
Da, na, 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 na.
You could replace you with that. There you go. Same thing. It's literally the same thing.
Feels like I'm caught in the middle.
See, I wanted to hear De Niro sing it, though.
So don't tell me to close my eyes.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not a girl.
Telling me to close my eyes.
So we kiss finally.
You think I'm a girl?
Not yet a girl. I'm not yet a woman. All I need is time.
I don't think I'm quite yet a woman is the problem. Need some time. You know, if you give me a little time, I think we could work it out. But right now.
I need to learn to live up to this on my own.
Calling me a girl?
I'm not yet a girl.
You calling me a girl? Because I'm not a girl.
I'm not a woman either.
I can't do it with a straight face.
I'm not a girl, but I'm not yet a woman.
Not
so I don't
woman,
know what you want from me.
You know, maybe make up an in-between word. You know, something like that. I could be like something else.
While I'm in between, I'm not a girl. There's no need to protect me.
You don't
no
have to.
Need.
I take care of myself. You know what I mean?
But if you look at me closely.
I'm over here.
You could see it in my eyes.
I'm over here. Look at it.
This girl will
right
always
here.
Find her way.
There you go.
But I'm not a girl. I'm
and
not yet a woman.
That's the scene.
Okay, anyway. So we kiss. We're not even 100% sure that he's not a killer.
No.
All we have is his word.
His word
we,
is it.
He is not Hulk Hogan. His word is not his bond.
No, it's not. He doesn't. He's not saying his prayers. He's not taking
so,
his vitamins.
Yeah. I've never seen him say a prayer, take a vitamin.
Nothing.
I don't think he believes in himself or the power of Hulkamania.
He's got nothing. I don't see 24-inch pythons. I see nothing
in
this man.
I see nothing.
You just slammed into your microphone.
I did.
So
okay, so Britney Spears called dad. She's like, by the way, just wanted to let you know, I'm
cool.
All right.
I'm cool, yo.
You were right about mom. Love you.
Yeah.
No other information.
Hey,
I went and I saw mom, and I'm still not coming home.
You're right. Mom's a real skank. You know what? But that's all right, though.
She's a skifoose.
I ain't still not coming home, though.
Yeah, still not coming home. Not going to tell you what's going on. So they're driving, and Ben turned on the chick music for them, and they're, you know, they're all singing If It Makes You Happy by Sheryl Crow.
Even he joins
Ben.
In. Oh, it's everyone's on board. Now, that's because did he get to bang Britney yet?
No, not yet.
Oh,
yeah,
bang.
No.
Yeah,
they
banged
kissed
after the song.
No, they kissed.
Oh, they kissed. All right, that's why he's trying to get in her pants. He's like, "I'll sing Sheryl Crow if
we're
I get
on the beach." But you wouldn't tell it
Britney
by
Spears.
Ben and his serial killer outfit. Why are you still wearing a shirt and pants?
Ben is very.
You didn't bring a suit with you.
Like I said,
you don't bring a bathing suit.
He's an arm sling away from me throwing a Ted Bundy red flag on this whole situation. I feel
what
like
are you doing?
He's going to murder
How
all.
How many
these
socks
girls.
Does he have? Did we look?
I didn't see his sock collection, but if it's a lot, I really want to keep an eye on this guy.
Well, it was a yellow Buick.
Yeah, it's close.
All right. Anyway, so they go up to sign up for this record company audition thing.
Slide Records,
and
which sounds very legitimate.
So they're like, so Mimi and Brittany and Ben are like all sitting there talking, and like, who is Zoe Saldana talking to? There's this weird man that's
Dude.
Just like sitting. It's like somebody from The Sims, where you're like, there's this weird person that's coming up, and she's like turned away from him, and he's talking to her, and she looks like, meh. Like she's got like the two red negative signs over her head, and he keeps trying, and he keeps like doing like green plus signs, and she's like, meh, meh. Like,
and he looks like Nikki Sixx dressed like an Undertaker,
yeah,
like an
yeah,
old
yeah,
timey Undertaker. Yep. It's the weirdest fucking. He's like 6 foot eight. It's straight because she's tall as fuck, and he's like a head taller than her. And then has like a top hat on above it. It's like
it was wild.
Who is this man?
So now, Brittany and Ben are sitting there on one bed. Ben is playing guitar. Brittany is sitting there writing.
She's always writing. On her stomach writing. That's her thing. Like,
this girl will always find.
Writing deep poetry because my mother doesn't want me.
Away.
Writing deep poetry, y'all.
Yeah. Mama said I was a mistake, y'all.
Mama said I was a mistake.
Listen, I would be so depressed. She's just like. She's really shut down her emotions. She's just like, well, mom said she didn't want me. So yep,
moving on.
At least I tried.
There's that. So.
Okay. Fuck you, Kim Cattrall. Anyway, so they're like, no thanks. I'm kind of tired. Zoe and they're in LA now. So Zoe and Mimi are like, well, let's go sightseeing. And Zoe's like, cool, we're going to go to UCLA really quick. We're just going to do a drop-in on Dylan. I want to see him. I don't want to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, she's suspicious.
She
called him and he's like, well, I don't know, maybe tomorrow. And she's like, I'm in LA. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she just wants to see,
And he's like, well, I got a lot of stuff going on.
So we drop in on Dylan and Mimi is acting weird. She doesn't really want to be here. She's kind of like, no. Like, don't you guys want to be together? Like, you guys should be by yourself. Like, you know, we shouldn't have Ben's car this late. Like
we
didn't get 100% certification that he's not a killer. So like, I don't want to know what that means.
He could be murdering Brittany right now.
We have no fucking idea. And so she drops in and he has a gal at the apartment there with her, with him. And he's got blue beer and pizza. Like, a great fucking date. She's just sitting there dressed to the nines, hanging out with some man who looks like Tony Soprano Jr. He's got like a big, like,
unctuous
fucking,
looking
like,
fuck. Yeah.
He might as well be like, oh, I got like some gabagool before we get a pizza. Like, what are you talking about?
He's like, this guy, first of all, Zoe Saldana is way out of his league. Like, you're like, why were you engaged
Dylan, you
to
have
this
a prayer.
Fucking dildo? Like,
and then
yeah,
you cheat
right
on
away.
Her with this weird broad.
Who's also out of his league.
Yeah.
Who's in the, so,
but she has,
I don't know how he's pulling tail like this, but I'm pretty impressed.
Zoe Saldana is like very classy looking. She's very pretty. She's very fashionable. Like, she's very whatever. And then he's got this broad on with a fucking red halter top and like a black mini skirt.
He's got fucking Samantha Fox on the couch over here. You're
like
what's
are
you happening
doing?
With this?
Yeah. And then, he sees Mimi and, you know, Zoe's like putting it together. She's like, so do you guys know each other? And she's like, we know each other. Like, we went to school together and, you know, whatever. So it.
Right meme. Right?
Yeah. Right.
He's
right.
Like, right. We know each other from school. Right. Not raping you over spring break. Right. No, school. Right. Math
Christmas.
Class.
Or, yeah.
Christmas, whenever it was.
So, it turns out, like, so Zoe puts it together and she's like, oh my God, she sees him with the blue beer and she's like, oh my God, it was you, you son of a bitch. She punches him.
Nah,
way
good,
to
good
fucking
left hook.
Go.
Good left
great
hook
left
on,
hook.
On Zoe there.
Knocked him right on his ass. Yes, girl.
Blue beer out of his hand.
Did that other girl leave?
No.
Wouldn't it have been funny if she joined the road trip?
That would
for the rest
now
of the
she's
trip.
In the back
and so
too.
She's like, yeah, fuck Dylan. Like, she's
Ben's like, another one? Jesus Christ.
Damn it. Mimi was super upset because Dylan is the one who raped her, and that's, you know, the child that she is currently carrying. Mimi falls down the stairs and all of a sudden an ambulance is called.
Can't but you know what the fucked up part is, and this is horrible, but for this girl's life. Like, she's like, I lost a baby, y'all. And I actually was like, thank God. This fucking girl needs a break. And I get that, you know, your baby dies. It's sad.
Oh,
but
James.
For the love of God, if anybody needs like a little, a buffer, children is not what this character needs.
She was
right going
to put it up for adoption.
That's true. You know what? Never mind. I retract that. She was taking it up for I thought she was going to end up just like, you know.
So Mimi lost the baby.
Oh, that is sad then. Now I feel bad. Oh, I feel bad for cheering it then now.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel bad.
Because she was going to put the baby up for adoption. She was talking about that she was reading pamphlets.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And she has a couple that she has to choose.
I forgot.
She has she's like, there's a really nice place that I you know,
damn
they
it.
Send me people and I just
well,
have
now
to
I feel like a dick.
I just All have right. to pick one.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah, you are a dick.
Thank you. That's great.
Dan Aykroyd is at the hospital and he's upset with Brittany because she ran away with a pregnant girl. But then he just like was like, who's that weird guy? Like, what? No, the weird guy should be number one.
Yeah, Daddy, a pregnant girl and a possible murderer. We're not sure. Yeah. At the very least, by his account, a kidnapper, but he could be a murderer. Somewhere between kidnapping
and murder. He's just like, who's that guy? Oh, he was just giving us a ride. Oh, okay. You were out with a pregnant?
Yeah.
Like, what? Dan, shut up. Anyway.
You were out with a non-menstruator?
Ah!
I don't like it.
So he was all upset because, and he's like, do you realize, like, he never once says, like, so glad you're okay. I was worried sick about you. Like, anything like that. He's like, I had to dip into the savings to pay for airfare and hotel.
My God. For your college fund.
And if I was Britney Spears, I would be like, I'll do a couple of karaoke nights, Dad. Jesus, all right.
You never see me do karaoke, did you, Dad?
Let me take you somewhere. Like, at least John Goodman got to watch Piper Perabo do some karaoke.
Yeah, he was all very excited about that.
Yeah, he was very happy.
But this guy doesn't get that.
So, anyway, Brittany tells Ben that she has to go back with her dad, and he's all upset for some reason, where it's like, hey, dude, relax.
This
first
is after
all,
they bang, though.
I'm a teenager. I know, but like, it's like, of course, my dad is going to make me...
He thought he was going to get to bang her more.
Yeah, I know.
He was like, we're going to be staying in L.A. and we're staying in the same hotel. She's like, I'm going to stay in my dad's room with him, y'all. And he's like, what? Like, this is... I thought I had... This was like a...
So...
A freeway of Britney Spears pussy from here on out for the rest of my life. And
Zoe,
like, nope.
Zoe Saldana goes and she gets a bouquet of flowers and she goes and visits Mimi. And she's crying and... The beautiful thing is that she just felt so bad. Well, she felt so bad because she didn't know and she felt like a jerk. And so then she also felt like, oh, no, I'm responsible for this whole thing. And Mimi's like, you knocked the hell out of that guy. That was awesome.
That's a good left hook. Like, nice job.
They were great friends. Like, that was a nice thing to do with each other.
It was very nice.
They're at the lobby.
Knock out a rapist. Good job.
Yeah, everybody should.
That's
Dylan.
Great.
They are at the lobby of some hotel and Dan Aykroyd is checking out. The girls say, hey, you know what? We talked about it. And Britney Spears, you should stay for the audition. She's like, no, sorry. My dad says that I can't. We have to go. So now they're in the back seat of a cab and Britney is being lectured. Britney, like Dan Aykroyd's like, I can't believe that you did that. Like, you have to go back home. And like,
yeah, what is wrong? A pregnant and a criminal?
And Britney Spears is like, Dad, don't make me do what she did. And I'm like, are you... making it your dad's fault that Kim Cattrall left?
She really did. She was like, you suffocated mom into being such a terrible person. She never wanted to see her daughter again. And don't make me do the same thing.
And she's like, yeah, she goes, don't make me run away.
That was cold.
But she ran away because she's an awful person.
Yeah.
Like, your dad took care of you. And
all Aykroyd's trying to do is give a shit about you. Relax. Yeah. You could be like, listen, this, I need to do this for me. But don't be like, I'm going to turn into Kim Cattrall because of you. Like, that was fucked up.
So she goes to the audition and does the audition. Dan Aykroyd's proudly standing
he's
there watching,
not
breaking out into tears.
Yeah.
And he's like, I get it now. wear these low-cut pants, okay? Like, wow, you need to be waxed up.
Oh, yeah.
And no problems with showing our midriff now. She's great. Where did we find this top? Because this was not in what you packed, because that's not all going to fit in a Buick.
No. Everybody's got way more clothes than they. It's like Gilligan's Island over here. They all have way more clothes than they should.
Ben is playing like the keyboard in the background, and Zoe Saldana and
For the last 3 days in a strange city, he's been, quote, putting together a band that knows the song.
How did you do this? And
no
then
rehearsal.
Zoe Saldana and Mimi are the backup singers for Britney Spears.
They're just going,
I don't know the purpose of them being the backup singers, because that wasn't like,
it's not bring your own band.
It's not like you have to do karaoke plus backup singing.
Plus that. We want to see your organizational skills and putting together a backup band as well.
And then I don't understand the purpose of the relationship with Ben.
I don't get the purpose of that. I think that is...
Because that relationship could have been just him being like, I think that you have talent and I play music so I can help you.
I want to say that it was like showing her dad that she was an adult now. That she was becoming an adult, and it was like,
she has a boyfriend.
Because she got out of the taxi and was like, Dad, I'm leaving, and went over and kissed Ben and everything right in front of him. And I think it was like, I'm an adult, I'm a woman that does woman shit now. I think that's what they were going for. I don't know why. They could have just said she was a virgin. The whole scene with Justin Long was unnecessary, I thought.
Yeah.
That was just stupid. They weren't going out. She doesn't seem like the type of girl that would bang someone for logical reasons. She seems like she'd have to be like, I need to be in love, y'all. Like,
yeah.
That's what I get from the character. So makes no sense to me.
No, it makes no sense. The girls buried another box in the sand.
Yeah.
And it's bloopers time and they're singing Overprotected and that's it and it's over.
Thank the Lord. That was...
So I don't know. Do they just stay in Los Angeles now? And like, how do they...
Well, I actually, as a matter of fact,
okay.
I have futures of these characters. This is you guys know I do a lot of research for my other shows.
Oh, I'm very worried about
And
this.
So what I did was I researched these characters and followed their every step.
Very worried about this.
Up until now. Now, some of them it's coming out good. It came out really well. Zoe Saldana, for instance... her character has been ended up running a swanky, like an upscale athletic wear company.
Oh, great.
That she started. And she's slated to appear on the next season of Real Housewives of the Potomac.
Oh, so now she just lives in.
Yeah,
Potomac.
Well, she moved there because it's just she had all this money and she wanted to move to a swankier spot and she wants to be on the reality show. But that's her
well,
life.
Well, she lives in, well,
she's
she could have been
of
Atlanta.
Kids. She
could have been Real Housewives of Atlanta.
No,
but they lived
in
Georgia.
But I think it's Potomac for some reason. I
don't
see her,
think that she would
I
just move to
there.
Maryland.
I see her there. I want to see her argue with Karen, put it that way. Anyway, okay.
Yep, okay.
So, Ben, he bounced around from band to band a little bit till he finally knocked up some waitress in some place he didn't wear. He tends bar in Tampa now.
Oh, wow.
That's what he does with his time. He had to get a job, and it's pretty sad. He on and off coke habit.
Yeah.
That hasn't, you know, kind of caught up to him from time to time. He did a little more time as well.
In prison?
For domestic battery at one point.
Oh,
He had a really crazy relationship with this girl, and they used to really fight it up. And,
right.
He did some bad things, so that's him. Now, Mimi.
No.
Poor little Mimi. She got pregnant again 3 days after the movie ended, so it was immediate. She will end up having several more children before finally in 2017 she was tragically stabbed in the face in the parking lot of a Piggly Wiggly after a dispute over a half-eaten bag of pork rinds. It was very sad and tragic.
Wow.
And she bled out right there on the sidewalk. So
wow.
And neither other characters showed up to her funeral. They were like, you know what? No, I don't think so. And then Brittany... Well, we know what happened to Britney. Britney ended up signing with Slide Records and having a successful recording career, multi-platinum before Dan Aykroyd inexplicably took over her life.
Yep.
Stopped her from spending any money or having any agency over any of her affairs. And she's currently fighting Dan Aykroyd for her freedom. So that's what's going on there.
All right.
There's an update for everybody. I hope you enjoyed the reporting.
Wow.
Sorry about that. Tragic Mimi. It's very tragic.
Well, you know what? It's good to take us to those places.
You know what? That's reality.
Do you know where else we should go? That's reality?
I'm thinking about it.
You should go to the Heigl Meter.
To the Heigl Meter!
The Heigl Meter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Heigl to 5 Heigls. 5 Heigls being the worst movie you've ever seen, most punishing.
Most
five,
punishing.
1 Heigls. Is
one's not bad,
not that bad.
I mean, it's not great, but it's as good as the bad gets. And then five and up is terrible, obviously.
I am
I think you should
sure
go first.
Of it that you have more to say than me. So,
no,
today
this is your Britney, this is your thing.
Today, I will go first.
Please,
I'm gonna give it negative 1,999
Heigls. Wow,
I love this movie, I love Britney Spears. It is terrible.
It's terrible.
Nobody says it's a good movie, except for a couple of people on the reviews. It is not that good of a movie. It is very enjoyable. It is dark. I just love Britney Spears. This takes me back to the times where I felt joy. And that was when I was either having a bowl cut or growing out of a bowl cut.
Perfect.
And I think that was my favorite time in my life. So... I just thank you, Britney Spears, from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my broken heart. -1,999
Heigls. Not bad.
James.
I, surprisingly enough, you're thinking I'm going to pick some crazy Heigl number. I'm actually going to give this movie 1 Heigl.
Oh.
Because This is one of those movies where it's the perfect storm of bad movie. Yep. It's a script that was clearly meant for other people. Mm-hmm. This movie was not, it could have been. If it was, it's a weird choice, but it doesn't seem like it was written for Britney Spears. It seems like it's like somebody tried to write like this dark teen girl road trip bonding movie. And they were like, you know who we got who could, you know, she's hooked up with the agency and all that. I mean, she could be in it, Britney Spears. And they were like, I mean, it'll get made. You know, it's going to get made.
Yeah,
and
she's hot shit right now.
Fuck, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what happened here. And so that's beautiful. When you get a pop star who has no business acting in a movie beyond like a cameo or a couple of lines here and there, no business carrying a movie as the lead in a movie like this, like a Glitter or something like that, or Christina Aguilera in Burlesque, you get this beautiful symphony.
It's a symphony of shit. Yes.
With the other characters almost seem like they're trying to like hold this person up. They might as well each get like under their armpit and hold them up, because it's clearly like these other actors are the thin strings of the scene are being held together by these professional actors. But it's fucking hilarious because it's very bad. It's very cheesy, but it's harmless. It's harmless, cheesy shit fun. And if you can't stand this sort of thing, it's funny to watch to make fun of. If you like it, then whatever. It's just good shit.
It's just like that one.
One Heigl terrible movie.
It's just like that one review said, get over yourself. This is a cute movie.
No, it's not. It's just bad enough to watch. And it's, I got to say, not bad. One Heigl, watchably terrible. And it's an hour 33. So
merciful.
And if you stop it at the credits, it's like an hour 27.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there you go.
But you're going to watch the bloopers.
I guess. So there you go. One Heigl for me. So
great.
Less than you thought, right?
That is way less than
there
I
you
thought.
Go. So.
But what we have more of than I thought is people to say hello
please
to.
Please tell
these
me about
beautiful
these people.
People.
I love these people. They make me happy after watching a Britney Spears movie. Please.
Shut up. Cassidy Hart, Justin Brockman, Laurel Salmon,
Laurel,
Angela Stanley, Chuck Jones, Matt, Katie, no last name, Mandy McKenzie, Sharon Lacey, Ben and Melissa McRae, Liz Leard.
Okay, good.
Anastasia De La Cruz.
Thank you.
Silver-haired, middle-aged tuxedo mask. I recognize this person from Crime and Sports and Small Town Murder.
Yeah.
We have...
Where are you at?
Uh-oh. Jennifer Stevens. Lauren Delagardelle. Lauren Delagardelle.
I
did it again. I made it all weird. Okay. Ashley Hake. Mitt. Okay. Chrissy McDonald. Erica Schaefer. Ashley Brill. Mitch Collard. Valerie Lavoie. Emmeline Ringquist. Kendra Neuendorp, Brian Poe, Abby Godfrey, Juani, Bridget Karen, and Catherine Stinson, and of course, Ashley V.O. Duty.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Honestly, we appreciate you.
Enduring a Britney Spears movie with us. We do apologize. We did not realize how difficult. I thought you'd be able to watch it. Like, I thought that
you'd
I'd
imagine.
Be able to rent it on iTunes today.
No problem. Boom. $4 and then we're watching it.
No. You can't rent it on iTunes. You can't rent it on Amazon Prime.
No.
If you have a DVD, obviously you should just watch it because that's what you do anyway because you have the DVD.
So we figured it'd be fine because everyone kind of has seen this. It's been out for 20 years.
Yeah.
So we've all that piece of shit, and you'll watch it. So, or you'll listen to this.
Well, like, I remember every scene of that movie. I haven't seen it that much, but I remember every single scene of it. And I just, like, I'm just experiencing it every single time. It's just good.
All day, every day.
I went to go buy it today or, like, rent it today, and I'm like, wait, I can't rent it on anything.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So I apologize.
If you have trouble finding it or something, it'll be out somewhere.
I couldn't even find it, like, on YouTube.
Point.
Yeah, I just thought it was dumb. Because I'm like, it should be out right now. But I also understand, because if it lines the pockets of that man, I'm just,
I don't know how that works either. We don't know how the business end of it works. So
anyway, free Britney and go Heigl yourselves.
Go Heigl yourselves, everybody. ¶¶
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.